Hear now these words of Scripture that come to us from the first book of Romans, or from the book of Romans, Paul's letter to the church there, chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all God's beloved in Rome, who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May God add his blessing to the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for this time of year, for these words of Scripture that we have heard. We pray, O God, that they might anoint our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. And in these moments that we share together, O God, settle our hearts, minds, and spirits, that we might be calmed from the activities of daily life and living those things past, present, and yet to come. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. When I was reading this passage from Romans, I flashed back to high school. How many of you remember diagramming sentences? Yeah, Mr. Foltz, look at this passage from Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. It is one sentence. That would be a diagramming nightmare. Thank God we don't have to do that anymore. Who wants to be alone at Christmas? No one, unless it's a choice between being alone or entertaining relatives like Cousin Eddie and family and National Lampoon's Family Vacation or Christmas Vacation. If there is one thing that will happen across the United States and around the world this week, it is a gathering of family members and friends to have Christmas together. Whether you are observing the religious significance of the day or not, there just seems to be agreement that Christmas isn't Christmas if you are alone through it all. Some might argue that these gatherings are simply nice traditions that we've developed to make this holiday different from the rest of the holidays of the year. But according to social psychologists, we all, to some varying degree, have a need to belong to others. Now, that's probably not rocket science. It's nothing new. We already know that. We crave being in the presence of other people. We don't want to spend our lives alone. Matter of fact, as the human species, we're not meant to spend our lives alone. We prefer togetherness, hanging out with one another, belonging to a group. We have a need to give affection to others and to receive affection from others in return. It's one of those forces that draws us together. And most of us, we admit, will do some type of connecting throughout the Christmas season and to varying degrees during the coming year. We have this year-round need to belong. With all of this in mind, hear what the Apostle Paul wrote to the early Christians in Rome. He says, "Through Jesus Christ, we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of Jesus Christ's name, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ." So on this Sunday, before Christmas Day, our Bible reading reminds us that we are called to belong to Jesus Christ. But what does that mean? Can we get some sense of that by considering that belonging, what it does for us in general? We belong to our spouse. We belong to our family. We belong to our friends. We belong to a congregation. We belong to different church groups. We belong to clubs. We belong to political parties. And the list can go on and on. Some of these belongings are perhaps by birth, some of them because of our relationships, but many of these groups that we belong to are purely by choice. To whom and to what we belong both affects who we are and reveals something about who we are. If I am a member of the church choir, that says something about my interests, my values, my willingness to participate in worship, and it points to a group of people with whom I can identify. But it also says something about what has drawn me to belong to the choir. It may have been my enjoyment of singing, but more than likely, it was because someone in the choir invited me to join. Belonging to Jesus is always by invitation. When Paul talks about those called to belong, the emphasis should not so much just be on belonging, but on called to belong. Paul understood God's call as a powerful word of an invitation that offered new life, a word that also makes our response to the invitation possible. Of course, the divine invitation is extended to all, to whosoever will. We are all called to belong to Jesus Christ, even if not all of us choose to belong to him. So belonging then brings with it some responsibilities. Your family expects you to show up at the family Christmas gathering, and if you don't, you will have grandma to deal with. It was probably 5 or 6 years ago that my mom and dad joined us for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And afterwards, they said to us, to me, "David, we did not realize your Christmas Eve and Christmas Day schedule. We are sorry. We do not ever again expect you to be with us on Christmas Day." Oh, thank you, Jesus, there is a God. Sometimes on Christmas Day, the last thing I want to do is get in a car and travel somewhere. We'll travel a short distance, but please not 2 hours. When we belong, there's usually a responsibility to love, to uphold, to help one another. There is that sense of community. A biblical word for that sense of community is the wonderful word covenant. which applied not only to the relationship between people, but also to that connection that exists between God and God's people. Covenant is a belonging word. We belong to God and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We are in covenant with one another. We belong with one another to socialize, to support one another. Belonging also brings with it significant benefits. We receive care from those to whom we belong. In our times of pain or need, friends and relatives and even members of the choir, if we're a member of the choir and we belong to it, are great sources of care and support and comfort. In times of joy, those with whom we fellowship and socialize and are in covenant with, they rejoice and are in support with us. Through such times of comfort and support, and in the services of the church, such as baptism, confirmation, Holy Communion, we then are able to say, this congregation and this faith are my home, and I belong here. Now, belonging to Jesus, by comparing it to a human relationship, is difficult to do. In reality, belonging to Jesus Christ is just simply beyond comparison. Scotty Smith, the founder of the community church in Nashville, Tennessee, gets at it in a prayer that he's written in which he prays. Wanting to belong is a constant theme in all of our relationships. A God-given desire, and yet, like all of God's good gifts, it's been broken and distorted by sin. We expect to find in people what you alone can give us, Lord Jesus. For the belonging of all belongings is found only in relationship with you. We praise you today that the scripture is calling us to belong to you, to be accepted, to be known, to be loved. So, what does all of this have to do with Christmas? The passage of Romans today isn't necessarily what we would first go to as an Advent text. It doesn't talk about Jesus as an infant. It doesn't tell any of the nativity stories, and we may wonder why the lectionary committee chose it as a reading on this fourth Sunday of Advent, the Sunday before Christmas. It's probably because of Paul's reference to Jesus, who was descended from David according to the flesh. That phrase stresses both Jesus's earthly and heavenly nature. The Son of God being born among us in our midst. Born among us. That means that not only can we belong to Jesus, but that Jesus also belongs to us. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, that desire to belong, to be a part of, to be with, and you are at the heart of it all. Your Son, Jesus Christ, came down from the heavens to be one of us, to be a part of us, so that we might belong to him and he might belong to us, that we might enter into a relationship with this one who seeks to be with us. Oh God, continue to guide us, to direct us, to bless us, to anoint us, that we might go into the world to share and to proclaim this good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our King, this child of Bethlehem. For it's in his holy and precious name that we pray. Amen.